and though fully conscious of his gift of song, yet he systematically exalts his office of knight above that of poet. The period when Wolfram lived and sang, we cannot say wrote, for by his own confession he could neither read nor write, Eine Kondakainen Bwokstop, he says in Parzival, and in Wilhelm, Wasen den Bwoken stet geskrieben, des bin ich kunstelos geblieben. And his poems must, therefore, have been orally dictated, was one peculiarly fitted to develop his special genius. Under the rule of Hohenstaufen, the institution of knighthood had reached its highest point of glory, and had not yet lapsed into the extravagant absurdities and unrealities which characterized its period of decadence, and the Arthurian romances, which first found shape in northern France, had just passed into Germany, there to be gladly welcomed, and to receive at the hands of German poets the impress of an ethical and philosophical interpretation foreign to their original form. It was in these romances that Wolfram, in common with other of his contemporaries, found his chief inspiration. In the Parzival, his masterwork, he has told again the story of the quest for and winning of the Grail, told it in connection with the Percival legend, through the medium of which, it must be remembered, the spiritualizing influence of the Grail myth first came into contact with the brilliant chivalry and low morality of the original Arthurian romances, and told it in a manner that is as truly medieval in form as it is modern in interpretation. The whole poem is instinct with the true knightly spirit. It has well been called Das Hohelied von Rittertum, the knightly song of songs, for Wolfram has seized not merely the external, but the very soul of knighthood, even as described in our own day by another German poet. Wolfram's ideal knight, in his fidelity to his plighted word, his noble charity towards his fellow man, Lord of the Grail, with its civilizing, humanizing influence, is a veritable true knight of the Holy Ghost. In a short introduction such as this, it is impossible to discuss with any fullness the fascinating problems connected with this poem. One can do no more than indicate where the principal difficulties lie. These may be briefly said to be chiefly connected with the source from which Wolfram derived his poem, and with the interpretation of its ethical meaning. That Wolfram drew from a French source, we know from his own statement. He quotes as his authority a certain Quiot the Provençal, who in his turn found his information in an Arabian manuscript at Toledo. Unfortunately, no such poet and no such poem are known to us, while we do possess a French version of the story Les Contes de Graal by Chrétien de Troyes, which, so far as the greater part of the poem, i.e. books 3 to 13, is concerned, shows a remarkable agreement not only in sequence of incidents, but even in verbal correspondence with Wolfram's work. Chrétien, however, does not give either the first two or the last three books as we find them in Wolfram. The account of Percival's father and of his death is by another hand than Chrétien's, and does not agree with Wolfram's account, and the poem left unfinished by Chrétien has been continued and concluded at great length by at least three other writers, who have evidently drawn from differing sources, whereas Wolfram's conclusion agrees closely with his introduction, and his whole poem forms the most harmonious and complete version of the story we possess. Wolfram knew Chrétien's poem, but refers to it with contempt as being the wrong version of the tale, whereas Quiot had told the venture aright. The question then is, where did Wolfram really find those portions of his poems which he could not have drawn from Chrétien? Is Quiot a real or a feigned source? Some German critics have opined that Wolfram really knew no other poem than Chrétien's, and that he boldly invented all that he did not find there, feigning another source in order to conceal the fact. Others have maintained that whether Quiot be the name of the writer or not, Wolfram certainly had before him a French poem other than Les Contes de Graal. It certainly seems in the highest degree improbable that a German poet should have introduced the Angevin element, lacking in Chrétien. Wolfram's presentiment of the Grail, too, differs in toto from any we find elsewhere. With him, it is not the cup of the Last Supper, but a precious stone endowed with magical qualities. It is true that Chrétien does not say what the Grail was,